presents the 1939 World Series. Through the combined facilities of the Mutual Broadcasting System, affiliated stations, and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporations, 240 radio stations and all, the Gillette Safety Razor Company brings you the play-by-play account of the crucial second game between the New York Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds. This is Stan Lomax speaking direct from the Yankee Stadium in New York. Bob Elson, Red Barber will alternate in giving you the running story. Lowell Thomas, world-famous author and news commentator, will describe the setting of this dramatic event that has millions and millions of followers in all parts of the world. Let me mention the fact that Gillette's advertising messages will be brief and so timed as not to interfere with your enjoyment of the game. The Yankee Stadium presents a colorful, stirring picture today. Men and women are here from all parts of the continent. And now, may I introduce Lowell Thomas.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks, Stan Lomax. By the way, this is my first shot at trying to be a sports commentator. If you people hear the roar of the crowds, and if it sounds like laughter, perhaps you'll guess what's going on. That crazy fellow of baseball, Al Schacht, is in the box doing his stuff. I think Al is doing the one that he calls the nearsighted pitcher. And it certainly is a corker. He gets better every year at it. The goofiest fellow I know, Al Schacht. By the way, Stan, it seems to me that to handle this pregame part of the World Series broadcast, a fellow ought to combine Word Wizard Rick Rice and Johnny Kira, crowd of sports commentators such as Bill Stern and Clem McCarthy and Brent Barber here. And God. So here I am, a non-sports commentator whose only qualification is that I play ball once in a while with those fellows whose names I've just mentioned. Over there sits Grantland Rice and Richard Spitmer and Johnny Kira. I wish I had their combined eyes and all that they know about this scene to pass on to you. So long, Al Schacht. There he goes. And I wish I could be in about 50 parts of this huge Yank. I'd like to float around pointing out particularly the notables who are from your hometown. Microphone. I can see a few. Let's see. Over there sits a place called Palo Alto, California. His name? Herbert Hoover. And he never misses a good baseball game or football game if he can help it. He may look just a little bit solemn, but he's one of the jolliest and most human men in this land of ours. Right now, he isn't feeling so jolly. Few men have taken the war in Europe to heart as much as he has, but he's trying to forget it today. Beside him is Larry Ritchie, who was with him at the White House in the days when Mr. Hoover was president of the United States. And American flags, they're hanging limp and listless right now. Mickey Breeze, but for the most part, flags tell the story of a still meeting to any ball game. Fielders. Just throwing them in for the red batters to get to a little bit of final practice. It's early this morning. Right above us. But the lower filling up. Those high-priced seats. Only a few score up, meaning that the reserve seat holders, they can show up just a few minutes before the umpire calls play ball. But they're pouring in. Unexpected emptiness at the world last moment. But it looks like it's going to hit him. Having a field headed by Tom Comiskey. Is, but we never got around to that. Bucks next to the red dugout, National League. Now, Conksville. Once a Stars radio comment. Once a Stars radio comment. You're doing this. Is that so bored? Players come in. Gabby Hartnett down there in the boxes. Just an even, hungry looking catch years ago. For the first world, he's going to become soft baseball. 3 years ago, one blazing hot day, we sat together at the Chicago Cubs game with the Reds out at Crosley Field. And it looked pretty hopeless for the Cincinnati Reds in those days. But look where they are now, and it's all happened in 2 years. Paul Crosby told me even then that he had it all figured out. Just how he's going to perform this miracle, and he did. One odd thing that he told me that day was that until he bought the Reds, he wasn't even a baseball fan. Well, I probably wouldn't be having anything to say to you right at this moment if it wasn't for Grant Liston Rice. Grant has been taking me around. He and Bill Dickey's brother, Skeeter. Bill, as you all know, broke up that ball game yesterday afternoon in the last half of the night. The way Grantland Rice described it to me was that he said Bill was a very lazy fellow. He was standing up there at the bat. A couple of balls came over, a strike. And then Bill looked up in that lazy fashion, and he's a great hunter. And he saw the ball coming, and he said, that there ball is a quail. And he took a shot at it, and away it went. And so it was that he broke up the ball game. Here's something rather curious about Powell Crosley, the owner of the Reds also. Powell has been a football player, polo player, wizard industrialist of the radio. Now the big boss of the pennant-winning team playing here in this World Series. But most surprising of all, he happens to be a native of Ohio. Sure, we know that Cincinnati's in Ohio. But among the Cincinnati players down there that are just about to go out and try their luck in the second game of this World Series, there isn't a single one that's a native of the state of Ohio. As usual in all World Series games, the crowd is standing up now for the Star-Spangled Banner.
American League. Shag. I've had to give you this quickly because the teams are out there in the field. Yankees in their white uniforms with dark blue stockings and dark blue caps. You just heard the announcers giving the lineup to the people in the stands through the public address system. And now we're all set to go. The Yankees wearing a white uniform, Cincinnati their traveling uniform of gray with a black cap and a red peak and black and red stockings. Here's the first man to bat. It's Bill Werber, a right-handed hitter. The Cincinnati red third baseman. This promises to be a grand game with two swell pitchers. The first pitch is a ball. It's high and outside to a right-handed hitter. Yankee outfield is swung around a little bit to the left. Third baseman Rolfe is playing in close. Setting it short is playing a deep shortstop. Boys talking up out there in the infield. Here's the pitch. Werber looks at a fastball. It's low and outside. Get yourself all set for a rip-roaring ball game today. This promises to be a honey. As the Cincinnati Reds will carry this battle again to the Yankees here in the Yankee Stadium in the second game of the World Series. Here's the next pitch. Werber looked at one a little bit high. A ball. That's ball three. That's 3-0. By the way, Pearson has pitched in three consecutive World Series, has pitched a game in each series, and has won each game. Ronnie's getting a sign again from Dickey. The pitch is a slow curve. He caught the corner with it. A strike. It's a nice day here. Noel Thomas told you it was a little bit hazy, but the sun is trying to break through, and it's a grand day. A swell crowd. Here's the next pitch. It's a strike. He got a nice fastball in there right around his knees. Monty wasn't taking any chance to break off a curveball there with a 3-1 count. His chief concern was to get that ball in there over the plate, so it's 3-2 now on Werber. Here it is. He swings. There's a top fly ball behind the pitcher's box. Joe Gordon comes in. He's right under this ball. He has it, and there's one gone. So the first man to bat in the second game of the World Series goes out. After running that count up to 3-2, Bill Werber popped out to Joe Gordon. One gone. Now the next man to come up is little Lonnie Fry. Here's a swell little ball player, Fry. He's had a fine year for the Cincinnati Reds, the left-handed batter. Pearson getting a sign. The first pitch, Lonnie looked at the fastball. It's right around his knees. A called strike. Pearson stands a little over 6 feet tall, a rather slender fellow, rather deliberate worker out there on the mound. He has a sign again. Here's the next pitch to Fry. Strike! He caught the outside corner that time. Knee high with a nice one. So it's two strikes on Lonnie Fry. Joe DiMaggio has moved over toward right center field. The outfielders keep moving around as these different hitters come to bat. Here's the next pitch. He started a swing, but he stopped, and it's a ball. That was a drop that broke low outside to a left-handed hitter. And it's ball one and strike two on Lonnie Fry. Nobody on and one out. We're in the first inning of this second World Series game. Here's the next pitch. Fry took a low curveball inside. Ball two. Ball two and strike two. Rolfe at third, Presetti at short, Gordon at second, Babe Dahlgren at first, DiMaggio, Selkirk, and Keller in the outfield. Here's the pitch. He swings. There's a foul down the first baseline. Jimmy Wilson, who's coaching at first base for Cincinnati, goes over and grabs that ball, throws it out of play. Manager Bill McKechnie down there to our left, coaching at third. Pearson is now looking back towards center field. Now he turns around. He has his glove off. Drops that ball up and into the second baseman. One out and nobody on here for the Reds. There's a fly ball into right over to his left. He's under the ball. He had Lonnie moved over easily. Now the Yankees kick that ball around the infield. And comes up their right fielder, Ivan Goodwin. Left-handed batter. Mighty good ball here in right field. Powerful arm. Left-handed. Left-handed. That one right down the middle. Makes it ball three and strike one on Ivan Goodwin. Cincinnati right fielder. Batting with two out and nobody on in the first half of the first inning. Pitch a curveball. He hits a high, up fly ball down the left field line in foul territory. Rolfe after it. He caught it. And it retired the side. Ivan Goodwin hit a top foul fly down the left field line. Red Rolfe takes that ball down about 65 feet behind third base and caught it in foul territory about 5 feet outside the line to retire the side. So it's no runs, no hits. Three up and three down. In the first half of the first inning, and now Cincinnati going out of the field, and here's the way the Reds are lining up. There's Berger going into left field. Harry Kraft is going into center field. Ivan Goodwin in right field. McCormick to first. Lonnie Fry to second. Billy Myers to short, the captain of the Reds. Bill Werber over to third. Lucky Walters, under right-hander, is out there on the mound. He has a grand record this year. 27 and 11. And the catcher, Big Peter Lombard. First man to bat for the Yankees is going to be Frankie Crosetti, their shortstop. Yesterday's game for Cincinnati, McCormick had two of the Cincinnati four hits. Kraft had one and Myers had one. Well, the Yankees, Keller won, DiMaggio won, Dickey won, Gordon won, Dahlgren won, and Ruffing won. Now we're getting all set with the Yankee half of this first inning of the second World Series game. Coming up. the latecomers are still coming in down here below us. It's a tremendous crowd and a grand day. Now Walters is getting it signed. Here's for setting up the first pitch. Oh, fastball low inside. Frankie jumping it out of the way. Here he is right underneath our mutual microphone, right down here below us. Those Reds keep up that constant stream of chatter out there in the infield. Here's the next pitch from Walters. A strike, just as straight as a string. A fastball right around his knee. And the count is 1-1. Nobody on and nobody off. The Yankees are batting. It's the last half of the first inning of the second World Series game. There's no score. Here's the next pitch. A strike, another fastball. It's right around his knees. It's called. Did you hear the umpire Beansburg shout all the way up here in our broadcasting booth? Walters goes back and fingers that rouser back momentarily. Now he's getting set again. Skips that outfield is playing straight away. The pitch. Persetti swings. Bounces a foul. That ball bounced to the right. Bounced up and hit Persetti. Rolled out in front of the plate. It's a foul ball. Walters picks the ball up and walks back to the mound. Hardy Fletcher is coaching over at third base for New York. He has his tank in the pot right now. He's wiping his face. Over to our right is Earl Cole. Walters is getting his sign. Here's the next pitch. He swings, and here's a high foul. It's coming back near the screen. Lombardi flips his mask off. He's coming back, but he can't get it. It's hit into the screen right down here below us. Can't tell in watching those fouls when they're first hit whether or not a catcher's going to be able to get it. He couldn't tell either. He thought he had a chance for the ball, so Beezer flips his mask off. Mask and cap fell out of the ground. He came all the way back here to the wire right down here below us. And the ball hit into the wire. The count is ball one and strike two on Persetti. Yankee leadoff man who's batting here in the last half of the first inning. Bucky Walters is getting his sign again. Here's the pitch. He swings. There's a pop over the shortstop's head. A hit. The first hit of the ball game. Persetti hit a little pop-up, a little pop fly ball over Billy Myers' head in the short left field. And it's the first hit of the ball game. So the New York Yankees draw first blood. Next man to bat is their third baseman, Red Rolfe. That is the number one hit made by the Yankees, made by Persetti. Now Bill Werber, third baseman, moves in a little bit. Here's Red Rolfe up. It may be a sacrifice. Watch it. Shorten his bat as though he might be going to butt that ball. The third baseman came dashing in, but the pitch was wide for a ball. Yankees have a man on. There's nobody out. It's the last half of the first inning. Bucky Walters getting his sign out there now. Watch it. There's a runner going down and hit and run play. Foul. Hit the ball down the first baseline. The hit and run signal was flashed that time with the runner on first base, Frankie Persetti breaking for second, and Rolfe pulling that ball down the first baseline. It was a bouncing ball outside the bag. A foul. So the count is 1-1 on Red Rolfe. Bill Werber drawn in. Left fielder Berger is playing in a very short left field right now. The center fielder and right fielder are playing plenty deep. The pitch, ball, low and outside. Lombardi almost had to go into the dirt for that one. Makes it ball two and strike one for Red Rolfe. The Yankees have a man on first. Bucky Walters, the right-hander, is on the mound for Cincinnati. Watch that man. He has a big leadoff over there. Here's the pitch. A strike. There's a take to first. He's back safely. Lombardi fired that ball down to first base to McCormick, trying to pick Persetti off. But he got back there safely. That was a called strike on Rolfe. The count is now 2-2 on Red. Next man to come up will be the right fielder, Charlie Keller. Walters getting his sign. Watch Persetti. He has a pretty good leadoff. Here's the pitch. He swings a bouncing ball to Walters. Back to second base. Out. Back over to first base. Safe. No double play. The play went from Walters to Billy Myers to McCormick. It was out at second. Safe at first. No double play. So there's one out and a man on first base now for the Yankees. And the next man to come up is their right fielder, Charlie Keller. He had one hit in yesterday's game. Keller up on the plate, left-handed batter. The Yankee partisans, remembering that triple of his, give him a hand as he steps into the batter's box. Powerful-looking boy down here below us. And on first base is Red Rolfe. There's one out. Here's the pitch. He takes a fastball right around his knees. Bucky's plenty fast out there today. One strike. Charlie Keller batting for the Yankees in the last half of the first inning. Bucky Walters getting his sign again. Watch Rolfe on first base. Here's the pitch. He swings. There's a bouncing ball out to Lonnie Frye. Over to second base. He stepped on second base himself. He started to flip that ball. He started to flip that ball to Billy Myers as he came over to second base. But something happened in flipping the ball. He couldn't get the ball out of his glove, so he quickly stepped on second base to get the man going to second. But it's no double play. It's out at second and safe at first. Going to flip that ball out of his glove to Billy Myers as he was running over toward the bag. Something happened. He couldn't get the ball out of his glove. So he dashed over, touched the bag with his foot, then held the ball, did not make a play at first. Man on first base, and here's Joe DiMaggio. Man on first base is Keller. There's two out. Ball. It's low inside to Joe DiMaggio. He had one hit.
hit.
Yesterday's game. Bucky Walters pitching very deliberately out there in the mound. Keeps an eye on Keller over on first base. Here's the next pitch to DiMaggio. Fastball, he hits the roller foul down the third baseline. Artie Fletcher picks it up. Gives it to Bill Werber, and Werber roughs the ball up a bit and then throws it back to Bucky Walters. Keller is on first. There's two out. The Yankees are batting in the last half of the first inning, and there is no score in this second World Series game. Now Walters is getting his side again. Keller has a big lead off. Here's the pitch to Joe. Joe takes a low curve, a ball. A little bit too low that time. Big Peter Lombardi grabs that ball, steps out 3 or 4 feet in front of the plate, says something to Bucky Walters, and then throws him the ball. Since that outfield, Berger in left, Kraft in center, and Goodman and Wright are playing plenty deep and straight away. Keller on first base is edging. There's two out. Watch it. Here it is. Curveball. He hits a long fly ball way back into left field. Left fielder Berger's back. He should get it. He does get it. And it retires the side. Joe DiMaggio gave that ball a ride that time. Deep into left field. And Wally Berger pulled it down. And the totals in the last half of the first inning are no runs and one hit. All right, Red. In baseball, we talk a lot about teamwork. Well, men, teamwork counts for plenty in shaving, too. Razor and blade must be made for each other, fit perfectly, to give you real satisfaction. That's the combination you get when you buy the new Gillette Tech Razor with 5 genuine Gillette blue blades. We pause for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Yes, sir. Beezer really hit that ball. Now the next man to come up is their center fielder, Harry Kraft. Kraft batting. He had one hit in yesterday's first game. Batting now with two out and nobody on in the first half of the second. Here's the pitch. A curveball. He got a piece of the ball and fouled it back into the wire. Pearson gets the new baseball from umpire Beansverden of the National League, who's back at the plate today. Throws the ball out to Pearson. Takes a lot of time. Pearson and Walters are the same type out there in the mound. They're both very deliberate. Here's the next pitch. Fastball outside the high of ball. Makes it 1-1. Well, you can understand a pitcher being deliberate when you stop and think of the importance of this World Series game. Getting ready. Here's the next pitch to Kraft. A swing and a foul back into the net. Ball one and strike two. Frankie Grissetti talks it up out there at shortstop for the Yankees. You can hear him all the way up here. Red Ross at third, Joe Gordon at second, Babe Dahlgren at first. That's the Yankee inner defense. Pearson starts to wind up again. Here's the next pitch to Kraft. A swing and a high foul. It's going to the left. Dickey coming back, but can't get to it. It goes into the lower box seat section. And the count is still ball one and strike two on the Cincinnati center fielder, Harry Kraft. Pearson has his glove tucked under his right arm. Now he's turning around, facing the batter again. Puts that glove on his hand. Juggles that ball around in his glove a few times. Now he starts the windup. Here's the next pitch to Kraft. Kraft takes an inside pitch in close at the knee for a ball. Makes it 2-2. Ball two and strike two on Kraft. Two out and nobody on. Reds are batting in the first half of the second. Pearson's getting a sign again. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. That was a slow curveball right around his knees. Kraft went for that ball and missed. He struck him out. And that's the end of the first half of the second inning.
Joe DiMaggio says, give me a Gillette Blue Blade and a Gillette Tech Razor for real shaving comfort. Now, the men can experiment all they please, but I'm steady. Fans, you'll say the same thing the first time you shave with the new Gillette Tech. For money, positively can't buy a sweeter shaving razor than this. Get one from your dealer today. Get one from your dealer today for only 49 cents. If you don't agree with Jolting Joe, if you don't say that the Gillette Tech, T-E-C-H, the Gillette Tech Razor with the Gillette Blue Blade make the easiest shaving combination you ever used, your dealer will refund every cent you pay. All right, Bob, the last of the second.
Going into the last half of the second inning of this World Series game, fans, so far there's been one hit in the ballgame. It was made by Crescetti of the Yankees. There is no score. Both pitchers doing a grand job, and both teams fighting hard. Now the first man to bat for the Yankees is their catcher, Bill Dickey, who's hit one yesterday's game. First pitch is waist high, a curveball, a called strike. Bill Dickey, a left-handed hitter, is up there. In the batter's box. Cincinnati outfield is playing deep. Straight away, here's the next pitch to Dickey. It's a curve, a nice one that time, right around his waist. That fooled Bill completely. Walks out of the batter's box. There's two strikes on Dickey. Walters came through with a beautiful curveball right across Dickey's waist, and it's 2-0 on Bill. Nobody on, nobody out. Last half of the second, no score. Now the windup, here's the next pitch. A fastball, he struck him out right around his knees. Bill Dickey is called out on strikes. Walters came through with a fastball right in around Bill's knees. It caught the inside corner, and he struck him out. Called out on strikes. Bill doesn't say a word. He just walks back to that Yankee dugout and tosses that bat away. Here's the left fielder, Georgie Selkirk. Selkirk batting left-handed. Went hitless in the first game yesterday. The first pitch is rolling inside a ball. Ball one. Since that outfield has swung around a little bit more to the right now for Selkirk. Wallers is getting a sign out there again. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss. He went for a curveball around his knees. And you should have seen Selkirk go for that curveball. Not an almost swung. Spock. Getting a sign again. Space there by Walters. And strike one on Selkirk. Half of the second inning. Now the windup. Here's the next ball out over second base in the short center. Kraft, he's going to second base. Here's the tag at base on a perfect play. Andy Myers and Selkirk. A tip was out on a very close play. Series so far. That was a Texas League single in the short center field. And Selkirk on his toes tried to stretch it into a double. And was out when Kraft made a perfect fake to Billy Myers at second base. So there's two gone. If you're keeping a scorecard, be sure to credit Selkirk with a single. End of the World Series. Now the next man to come up is the Yankee second baseman, Joe Gordon. Here, now the windup, and here's the first pitch. It's a swing and a fly ball. After
drifters under the ball is very high. He's still waiting. He caught it.
And it retires the side. Backed up for a very high fly in the deep center field. It was caught by Harry Craig. Well, with fans, we saw a very thrilling play in that inning. Pitch a single into a double. Fast grabbed that ball and made a perfect pitch. Really playing, hustling, heads-up ball nine World Series. Game of two innings so far. The fans that have seen all that we've seen so far have already had plenty of... Now the Yankees are out there on the field, getting in his few practice pitches as we go into the... There is no score on either side. Gordon out there, the Yankees' famous keystone combination. Speaking of combinations, man, remember Grazer and that Gillette Blue Blade. Try it tomorrow morning. First man to bat for Cincinnati. We're having a little discussion down. First man to bat for Cincinnati. We're having a little discussion down. Everything seems to be in order, right? Out there in the infield. The next pitch to Berger. Swing and they hit for Wally Berger. Power hitting the backstop. Cincinnati's. He's. He missed. Just looked on him. Third time to come on him, but he threw a fast. Here's Walters, who, by the way, is a very good hitter besides being a grand pitcher. The first pitch he swung at and fouled on the ground off to the right, and it's one strike. Cincinnati batting in the first half of the third. Two out and nobody on. There is no score in this second game of the World Series. A swell crowd, a grand day, and two wonderful teams. Perfect setting for the second World Series game. Pearson getting his sign again. Watch it. Here it is. Inside curve. Too high and too close. A ball. Takes it 1-1. But he bats right-handed. Pitcher getting his sign out there again. Here's the next pitch to Walters. Walters swings. There's the bouncing ball to Red Rolfe. He's up for the ball. There's the peg. He's out. Rolfe to Dahlgren. And it retires the side. Pick that ball up. Got it across the infield in a hurry, and it retired the side. So it's no runs and no hits. So far in three innings. Not a Cincinnati runner has reached first. In two innings, the Yankees have made two hits. Single in the first inning by Crescetti, and a single in the second inning by George Selkirk. Neither pitcher has given a base on balls. Walters has one strikeout. He struck out Dickey. Pearson has two strikeouts. He struck out Kraft, and he struck out Myers. Cincinnati's going out of the field now, and the first man to bat for the Yankees in the last half of the third inning is going to be their big first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Bucky Walters out there getting in a few pitchers to Beasley Lombardi as the Reds get set around the infield. Billy Werber's just picking up a ball now, trying a long throw across the infield to McCormick. The shortstop, Billy Myers, is standing right near the bag, talking to Lonnie Fry, who's standing right on the bag. There he took a throw, tosses it to Myers. Myers flips it over to Werber. Werber back to the pitcher, and we're all set to go. The outfield playing straight away and deep. Berger in left field, Kraft in center field, and Goodman in right field. No score. We're starting the last half of the third inning of this second game of the World Series. Here's Babe Dahlgren. Up he came through with a powerful hit yesterday, that double that drove in a run. Here's the first pitch to Babe. A swing and a long fly ball back into left field. It may go for a hit. It is a hit. Out there against the fence. It bounces in, and it's a two-base hit. Babe Dahlgren starts the last half of the third inning with a two-base hit. The ball went between Berger and the left field line and bounced into the lower box seats. And according to the ground rules, that is an automatic two-base hit. If a ball goes in there on the fly, it's a home run. So that's three hits now. That is the first extra base hit of the game. And now the pitcher Pearson is coming up with a man on second base and nobody out. So far, the Yankees have averaged a hit an inning. Bill Werber comes over to talk to Walters. Bill's playing in close. He's expecting a sacrifice. McCormick at first base is ready to dash in. Watch this play now. Here it is. That bump down the third baseline. Pitcher picking the ball up. The play is to first. He's out. A sacrifice by Pearson. The bump down the third baseline between the pitcher's box and the third baseline. Walters came over fast, grabbed the ball, saw that he had no play at third, fired the ball over to first base where Lonnie Fry had shifted over to cover on that sacrifice. So it puts a man on third base with one out for the Yankees in the last half of the third. Now the Cincinnati infield is drawn in with a... Cincinnati infield is drawn in with a possible play in view here at the plate. And here is Crescetti up. Crescetti single the first time up. Now Walters getting his sign. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses a curveball right across his waist. One strike on Crescetti. On third base, the Cincinnati infield drawn in. Ball game in the last half of the third. There's one out, remember. Walters bearing down now to get out of this spot. Here's the pitch. Fastball on outside. A ball makes it 1-1. Bill Werber, Billy Myers, Lonnie Fry, and Frank McCormick are all in at the edge of the grass. Boys playing in close here now. The play, of course, will be in case of an infield tap to try to cut off this man at the plate.
One gone, and the Yankees are batting in the last half of the third. Setti here in the batter's box right down below us. Walter's getting a sign. Here's the pitch. Fastball. He hits the ground ball to the shortstop. Fumbles the ball. The runner scoring to take the first. He's out. Close play at first. Myers fumbled that ball. He didn't have a play at the plate anyway. He picked that ball up and got the batter at first base on a very close play. Myers to McCormick. The man on third base tore for the plate with a crack of the bat against the ball. Myers, even had he picked that ball up cleanly, could not have caught him off of the plate. He had to go to his right for the ball. He knocked it down, picked it up, and got his man at first. So the Yankees lead now by a score of 1-0. Here's Rolfe up. First pitch of fastball right around his knees. It's a called strike. Here's the next pitch, and there's a pop fly ball in the short right center. It's dropping for a hit. Rolfe rounding first. Goes up now. He went around first base, too, and ran of the way down to second and then beat it back when the right fielder Goodman got that ball back into the infield fast. That's four hits in the ball game. That was a hit right over the second baseman's head in the short right center field, and it was hit by Rolfe. That, by the way, is Red's first hit of the series. Now the next man to come up is the right fielder, Charlie Keller. First pitch to Keller. He hits a high, short fly down the left field line. Berger coming over fast. Maybe fair, maybe foul. He dropped the ball, and here's a run coming around third base and scoring. It's a two-base hit, scores another run, and Keller pulls up at second. Berger came all the way over to the left field line for that ball, made a gallant try for the ball, but couldn't get it. He touched the ball with his glove and dropped it, and I feel sure that the official scorer will call that a two-base hit. We'll get word now from the official scorer, but I'm sure it'll be called a two-base hit because Berger had to run almost a half a block for that ball. Actually, with two out, Rolfe on first base just kept right on running. The score now is 2-0 in favor of the Yankees. Keller out on second base and Maggio up. That's five hits. Here's the pitch. Joe swings a bouncing ball down the third baseline. Walters going to his right, grabs the ball. No play. It's a hit. The man on first and the man on third. Fans, that is scored as a two-base hit. That is official now from the official scorer. Keller's low fly ball or fly ball down the left field line that dropped just about 2 feet inside the line, while which Berger had to run about a half a block, he had scored as a two-base hit. Maggio just hit a slow roll all the way over to the line for the ball, picked it up. There was a man on first and a man on third. Man on first, a man on third. Here's Dick Nothing now in the last half of the third. There's two out. He's hit in the right field and scoring another run. Way to third to throw in. Deuce on third. Bill Dickey hit another run, and the Yank game, 3-0. That's another hit this inning. Five hits. Ball the Yankees first, a man on third. The next man to come up is Selkirk. Crack that hit into right field is on first. The score now is 9. Here's the next pitch to Selkirk. It's a slow curve. It's low and outside. Bucky Walters takes his time, goes back, picks up the rod of encouragement to him. Billy Myers, Lonnie Fry, and Bill Werber all talking up out there in the infield. Here's the next pitch to Selkirk. It's a strike over the inside corner, a fastball. Called on George, and it's 1-1. Two out. Maggio on third. Dickey on first. Walters takes a lot of time out there getting all set again. Three runs have scored for the Yankees in the last half of the third inning. Walters, a right-hander, getting his sign again. Keeps an eye on those base runners. Here's the next pitch. A slow ball. He cracks the ground ball to Fry. Fry's up with it. There's the fake to first. He's out. And it retires the side. Two men are left on the bases. In the last half of the third inning, the Yankees scored three runs. The Yankees scored three runs on one, two, hits. In the second game of the World Series, the Yankees 3 since.
Well, today's game is just wait till you shave with time. You'll get the thrill of shaving comfort and satisfaction. You've never experienced comfort and satisfaction. This is
their turn now in the first half of the fourth inning, are trailing by three runs. The Yankees jumped on Bucky Walters in the last half of the third for three runs on five hits. But we're still in an early stage of this ball game, and the Reds still have a good chance to come back. First man to bat for Cincinnati is going to be their third baseman, Billy Werber. Popped out the first time up. Stepping up now in the first half of the fourth inning. Nobody on and nobody out. Here's Bill Werber in the batter's box to face Monty Pearson. Now Pearson's getting his sign. Here's the first pitch. Werber swings. There's a foul back into the net. One strike. Red Rolfe is playing in close at third. Crisetti playing a deep short. The outfield is not playing very deep here for Werber. So far, the Yankees have made 7 hits. Cincinnati has made none. Pearson takes a lot of time working carefully out there on the mound. Here's the next pitch. It's a fastball right around his knees. A called strike, and it's 2 strikes on Billy Werber, the hustling third baseman of the Cincinnati Reds. Pitcher gets ready out there again. Here's the next pitch. It's a fastball outside right above the knees. Makes it ball 1 and strike 2. 1-2 for Billy Werber. Pitcher's all ready again. Here's the next pitch. Ball low and outside. Makes it 2-2. Jimmy Wilson coaching at first. Bill McKechnie coaching at third for Cincinnati. Talk it up down there and pull for Bill Werber to get a rally started here for the Reds in this first half of the fourth. Bonnie Pearson starts to wind up again. Here's the next pitch. It's a ball outside, waist high. Billy Werber stands right up there, looks him over. Pearson had 2 strikes in this boy. Now he's run the count up to 3-2 as Werber, not to be fooled, really looks him over. Pearson has a sign again. Here's the next pitch to Werber. It's a ball too high. Walked him. There's the first walk of the ball game. Base on balls given by Pearson to Werber. Starts the first half of the fourth. That incidentally is the first Cincinnati runner to reach first. Now the next man to come up is the second baseman, Lonnie Fry. Man on first base and Fry up. Pitcher looks around, keeps an eye on that man on first base. Bill has a short leadoff. Here's the pitch to Fry. It's a strike call right across his waist. Third baseman Rolfe is playing in close, although it doesn't seem likely that we'll get a sacrifice in this spot because Cincinnati has to play for a cluster because they're 3 runs behind. Man on first base, Lonnie Fry batting. Pearson getting a sign, the pitch, ball inside and high, and Fry backed all the way out of the batter's box. It's 1-1 on Lonnie Fry. Man on first for the Reds. Nobody out in the first half of the fourth inning. The score is 3-0 in favor of New York. Now Pearson has the sign again. Here's the next pitch to Fry. Ball outside, knee high. Lonnie, another boy up there with a good eye, really looks him over. Pearson started this fourth inning by giving a base on balls, the first walk of the day, to Bill Werber. He's pitching out of Fry. Here's the next pitch. It's a ball outside again. Outside and high. Ball 3. Dickey steps out in front of the plate and says something to Lonnie. Throws him the ball. Mike goes back in there, crouches behind the batter. Lonnie Fry, second baseman of the Reds. Bill Werber over there on first base, content with a very short lead. The Reds aren't taking any chances. Gets ready again. Here's the pitch. Strike. He caught the outside corner, knee high. Lonnie Pearson threw a fastball over the outside corner, knee high. And it's a called strike on Lonnie Fry. Ball 3, strike 2, man on first. Watch him now. He may go with this next pitch. There he goes. Here it is. He struck him out. There's the plate to second. He's out. The batter, Lonnie Fry, struck out. And Werber going to second base was out. Perfect play, Bill Dickey to Frankie Crosetti. So there's 2 gone now for Cincinnati in the first half of the fourth. A curve through a curveball right across Lonnie Fry's waist. Lonnie took a cut at that ball but missed. He struck out. The runner going to second base was out on the perfect peg. Bill Dickey to Frankie Crosetti. 2 gone. That's 3 strikeouts now for Pearson. Walters has 1. Walters has given no walks, and Pearson has given 1. Here's the Cincinnati right fielder, Ivo Goodman, up. First pitch to Goodman is a ball, a little bit outside, waist high. We're in the fourth inning of the second game of the World Series. Pearson and Walters are the pitchers. The Yankees lead 3-0. Next pitch is a strike, right across his knees, right over the outside corner. So it's 1-1 on Goodman. Yankee outfield is swung around to the right. DiMaggio is playing way over there in right center. Right fielder Keller is playing plenty deep for Goodman. Next pitch is a slow curve. It's right around his knee. The call strike. It's ball 1 and strike 2 for Goodman. 1-2 for the red right fielder. Pearson getting a sign again. There's a curve ball. He struck him out. Curve ball right around his shoulders. Goodman went for that ball and struck out. And it retires the side. That's 2 strikeouts now in the first half of the fourth. And that is the end of the first half of the fourth inning.
Here's a telegram from William Dusterberg's drugstore, Vincennes, Indiana. Quote, our stock Gillette Tech Razors sold out 2 hours after yesterday's series broadcast. This is fastest-selling, sweetest shaving razor we ever had in our store. Unquote. Men, learn why one dealer after another is sending us wires like this. Try the new Gillette Tech Razor, on sale everywhere with 5 genuine Gillette Blue Blades for only $2.49. It has four major improvements that make shaving far quicker and easier than ever before. Into the last of the fourth inning with Bob Elson. The pitcher Bucky Walters is out there on the mound getting in a few practice throws. The Yankees lead 3-0 in the second World Series game, but don't count these Fighting Reds out. They'll be in this battle. Give these Yankees plenty battle all the way through. Remember, they open the third game of the World Series in their own ballpark in Cincinnati on Saturday. Now Walters is ready to pitch to Joe Gordon. The first man up in the last half of the fourth, and the pitch is very high. It's over Joe's head for a ball. Ball one. Gordon's second appearance at the plate today. The first time up, he hit a fly ball to center field. Walters getting a sign out there now. Here's the next pitch. It's a ball inside. A fastball very high. Away. Makes it ball two. Nobody on and nobody out. The Yankees are batting in the last half of the fourth. Walters stands there on the pitching rubber getting a sign from Lombardi. Next pitch, he hits a high foul up over the roof to the left. Back of third base. It's ball two and strike one on Gordon. Reds talking up out there in the infield. Werber, Billy Myers, Lonnie Frye, Frank McCormick. Pitcher has his sign out there again. Here's the next pitch now. It's a swing and a bouncing ball to Werber. Werber's up with the ball. There's the peg across the infield. He's out. Fast play. Bill Werber to the first baseman McCormick. Werber went to his left with that ball and cut in front of the shortstop Myers. Grab that ball and throw him up. Now the Yankee first baseman, Dave Dahlgren, gets a hand as he comes up. Dahlgren, you remember, started the rally in the third inning with a double down the left field line. Here's Babe stepping into the batter's box. He's had two hits in the series so far. They hit in the first game and hit in the second. Walters is getting ready. Here's the first pitch. It's a ball inside close to a right-handed hitter. Dahlgren backs all the way out of the batter's box. Cincinnati outfield playing deep and straight away. Here's the next pitch to Dahlgren. Dahlgren swings and misses a curveball around his knees. Nothing fooled him on that curve. Quite a bit of speed on that ball. Count is one and one on Dahlgren. One out and nobody on in the last half of the fourth. Here's the next pitch to Babe. He hits a long, high fly. Way back in the left field. Wally Berger's backing up near the fence. Back. It's a home run. Over the left field fence. Babe Dahlgren just did a home run over the left field fence. Here he comes around third. He's jogging down the third baseline. And to Babe Dahlgren goes the honor of hitting the first home run in the 1939 World Series. Well, that certainly made a hit with all the Yankee partisans out here. Remember that swell Gillette Tech Razor will make a real hit with you. Will make a real hit with you. Your Pearson coming up. The score now is 4-0 in favor of the Yankees on Babe Dahlgren's home run. Here's Pearson up. First pitch, he swings at and misses. A strike. A slow curve right around his knee. Pearson went for that ball and struck. Two out and nobody on. One run in. Here's the leadoff man, Frank, his sign. Here's the pitch. A swing and a roller on his play. Lombardi to McCormick. Setting his little roller right out in front of the body. Call for that fast but big piece of lump and fired it over the fast but big piece of in the last half of the one hit. Between the New York Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds, the Yankees going out of the field and the score 4-0. In favor of New York, they scored three runs in the third and one run in the fourth. Now the Reds are coming to bat for their turn in the first half of the fifth inning, and their great first baseman, Frank McCormick, is going to be the first man up. So far, the Yankees have made eight hits in the ballgame. Cincinnati has made no hits. We repeat these things for the benefit of the fans over the nation who might be tuning in late. The score is 4-0 in favor of New York as the Reds come to bat for their turn in the first half of the fifth. Pitchers, Pearson a right-hander and Walters a right-hander. Well, here's Frank McCormick up there in the batter's box now to see what he can do about getting a rally started here for Cincinnati as we start the first half of the fifth. Pearson pulls his cap down firmly on his head, gets all set. Now the wind-up, and here's the first pitch to McCormick. It's a ball, low and outside. First time up, Frank hit a fly ball to Joe DiMaggio in center field. Pitcher has a sign out there again. He's all ready. Here's the next pitch. A foul up over our heads here, up into the upper deck of the stands. And it's one and one for McCormick. McCormick. Pearson has a sign out there now. Here's the next pitch. A slow curve right around his knees. It's a called strike on Frank. That was really an awfully nice pitch.
Right in around the knees. Makes it ball one and strike two. Person's already out there again. Here's the next pitch. He struck him out. A curveball right around his knees. McCormick went for a slow curve around his knees and struck out. That's five strikeouts for Pearson. Now the next batter is the catcher, Lombardi. First time up, Lombardi hit a fly ball to the left fielder, Georgie Selkirk. Pearson's getting his sign. Wind up on the first pitch. Lombardi looks at a fastball very wide, knee high for a ball. Ball one. Selkirk in left, DiMaggio in center, Keller in right. Rolfe, Grissetti, Gordon, and Dahlgren around the Yankee infield. Fastball right across his waist. The strike call makes it one and one on Beezer. Big Beezer Lombardi batting for Cincinnati in the first half of the fifth with one out and nobody on. Monty Pearson getting his sign again. Here's the next pitch. He swings and here's a foul right below our boot down here. Ball one and strike two on Lombardi. Stride. Pearson takes his time looking around the infield, checking up on his defense. Everybody in place. He's already out there again. Now the windup. Here's the next pitch. He swings. There's a ground ball to Pearson. Pearson has the ball. There's the fake to first. He's out. Pearson to Dahlgren for the second out. Yankees peg it around. Now the next batter is the Cincinnati center fielder, Harry Kraft, who struck out the first. Here's Kraft up. Pearson getting a sign from Bill Dickey. Two out and nobody on in the first half of the fifth. Here's the pitch. He swings at a slow curve and misses. Pearson has that slow, tantalizing curveball breaking beautifully out there today. Crosses it up with a fast curve. Nice change of pace. Low fastball. Keeps that fastball low. Swing and a miss. That same slow curve. Harry Kraft went all the way around trying to get that ball to ride. Kraft's through there. Through your radio, you could hear that ooh from the crowd as Kraft swung. Pitcher's getting ready again. Here's the next pitch to Kraft. It's the ball. A fastball high. Makes it ball one and strike two. Nobody on for the Reds. Two out in the first half of the fifth inning of the second game of the 1939 World Series. Two right-handers, Pearson and Walters, pitching. Here's the next pitch. Ball outside. That was a sidearm fastball that was way outside to a right-handed hitter, Harry Kraft. Kraft pulls his cap down firmly on his head, waves that bat around. Pearson's getting a sign again. Here's the next pitch. Slow curve, but too low. Kraft watched it go by. It's a ball. Beans Reardon, who's back at the plate, went right down on his knees to watch that ball come in. It's ball three and strike two on Kraft. Pearson's getting ready again. Here's the next pitch. He struck him out. A curveball right around his waist. A lot of speed on that one. And Pearson struck him out to notch his sixth strikeout of the day. Kraft struck out for the second time. And that's the end of the first half of the fifth inning of this ball game. The second game of the World Series between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Yankees. This is Bob Elson, who's had the pleasure of bringing you the first half of the ball game today. Now for the second half of the ball game, here's my colleague, Red Barber, who's all set to do a swell job for you for the last half of the game. All right, Red, come in.
Thank you very much, Bob, and I just hope that my work matches that of yours in the first half of this afternoon's ball game, which sees the Yankees right now out in front, 4-0. I'm afraid that there's going to be a recommendation made among the major leagues, judging from the work of Ruffing yesterday afternoon and Pearson this afternoon, that ball clubs coming into the World Series should have their number one and two pitchers come up with September sore arms, or maybe even extend the sore arm just a little bit farther back in September. Pearson has only allowed one man to get on a base on balls, then a DP jumped up. Now here is Red Rolfe, first up, last of the fifth. Then a crowd takes a call strike. He's Bucky Walters, knuckles that hard one over the outside slice, waist high. It's 4-0 in favor of the world champions. The outfield is slightly toward right on Rolfe. There's a bounding ball to the right side, a slow one. Fry up with it, throws to McCormick in time by two steps, and Rolfe is out. Fry having to come a long way over toward his left, over toward his gloved hand. One up and one down for the Yankees. 4-3 in case you're scoring, second to first. Last of the fifth. Getting in now is Charlie Keller, who has two extra base hits so far in the series. He seems to lead a charmed life, bouncing extra base hits off of outfielders' gloves. The one off Goodman's yesterday and off Berger's today. Keller, in the crouch, batting left-handed. Swing, there's a high foul back into the stands behind third for strike one. One out, nobody on. 4-0, favor of the Yankees. New ball put in play by Webb. Webb the third baseman, who reps it, flips it over to Walters, who wasn't satisfied with that. Stands back in the mound now. Blonde, slender, bow-legged right-hander, converted from a third baseman several years ago.
Put up over his head once. Now pitches. Sharp curve low under the knees. One more. One ball, one strike. Bella has one for two this afternoon. He has two hits so far. Out of six trips up in the series. Swings as a line drive. Hit into left field for a solid base hit. Berger takes it on one big bound. Throws it to second. Keller's content with a single and holds it at first base. And there is Keller's third hit. It's the person that wasn't an extra base hit. It's the person that wasn't. Bounced off of an outfielder's glove. Sharp single into left for his second straight hit. That is hit number nine off Walters. And now left-handers Grissom and Sharp and Cincinnati's bullpen back to right center field get up and start working. That takes a curve through left. Call strike one. The defense, the outfield, way around. Defense, the outfield, way around. Myers is a step in for it. Myers is a step in. Hits it right back to Walters, who whirls, throws to Myers. Hits it right back to Walters, who whirls, throws to Myers. Play. Went on the Yankees this afternoon. And at second base, who threw on to first base to McCormick. Thus, the double play was completed. The first the Reds have come up with this afternoon. No runs, one hit, and nobody left for the Yankees. Lonnie Fry says, the Gillette Tech Razor made a big hit with me right from the start. This is the easiest shaving razor I ever used, bar none. It whisks off my tough beard. Best of the second World Series game. We'll pause now for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is W Chicago.
It'll be Wally Berger, first up for the Reds, followed by Billy Myers, and then, and apparently it is to be Walters who's taking after Keller's sharp single in the left field. Wally Berger, looking for bullpen. One. Ball one. Doing a superlative so far, just a perfect ball game. Placed on the back to the mound that throws to first, and Berger is out. Wally Berger threw away from an inside pitch and had him tied in. Go right back to Pearson, and Pearson has faced 16 men to get it down. To start the sixth, I consider inning a fastball. It is about else inning a fastball. The pitch is fast one right through there. Pearson so far this afternoon has kept those bases just as clean of runners as your Gillette Tech Razor will keep your face free of stubble. There's a bounding ball right back to Pearson. It's an easy chance. The throw is the first, pitcher to first, and that's all for Walters. And it was nothing across for the Reds in the top of the sixth inning. And Pearson continues to go his amazing way. And his ball.
You know, yesterday we asked you fans to wire us your opinions of the sensational new Gillette Tech Razor and this World Series broadcast. Well, from faraway places throughout the world, telegrams and wireless messages have flashed in like this radiogram from the USS Trenton. Congratulations from the crew of the USS Trenton at Lisbon, Portugal, on the way you handled the first game of the World Series. Swell game, fine reception. And from Joseph Pondexter, governor of Hawaii, thanks to Gillette and hello to baseball fans all over the world. One telegram after another brings word of high praise. Your baseball broadcast is swell, and so is your new Gillette Tech Razor. Delman D. Jones, Chicago. I couldn't get by without my new Gillette Tech Razor. Matt Gallup, Newark. My men all use Gillette blades with satisfaction. Charles J. Kishka, manager of a Baltimore softball team. I've always been enjoying a clean shave every morning with the Tech Razor and Gillette Blue Blade, and can sincerely recommend Gillette 1,000%. But Keeley, New York, that's the way they go, and no wonder. The Gillette Tech, spelled T-E-C-H, is brand new and revolutionary in design. All right, Red Barber.
Now, Dickey, first up, last of the six, takes the first pitch, a sharp curve above the knees, call strike one. Walters over his head, comes back. Dickey swings, there's a trickle foul on the ground back of first base. Earl Coombs in the coach's box, knocks it down, throws it right back to Walters. Nothing in two to Dickey. There's one for two this afternoon. A sharp single that drove in a run in the third inning. The Yankees went ahead with a three-run bunch. Five hits in there, too. Walters throws. Dickey swings. There's a long drive to the right. Back goes Goodman away back. And pulls it down right back against the stands. With the small of his back against the concrete rail in front of the lower right field stands, Goodman makes the catch. And Dickey's long line drive is snared for out number one. The last of the sixth. George Selkirk has one for two. Left-hand hitter. Where's number three on the small of his back? Slightly open stance. Outfield around toward right. Wallace comes down. Selkirk takes a fastman right through left. Call strike one. The umpiring in the World Series is always of a high standard. But I can't recall any finer umpiring ever than the umpiring we've seen so far in this 1939 Classic. Pitch is a change of pace that hits the ground in front of the plate and bounds up, of course, a ball. Plate umpire, Beans Ridden, immediately calls for it, examines it, to see if it's all right, leaves it in play, Lombardi returns. The umpires are Ridden,
back of the plate. Summers. First base. Spinelli. Second. McKelly. Third. National League umpires through the middle. The American League umpires first and third. Ball is pitched to Selkirk. George swings. It's a change of pace foul. Out behind right field into the lower deck. Got to hold it. He's getting out ahead of it. We're just delighted to know that you folks are enjoying the broadcast. Broadcasts which are on three shortwave stations, sending, of course, the broadcast all over the world on 245 radio stations. We also know that you'll enjoy shaving the Gillette Blue Blade. Selkirk takes a fast one up there around the fingers. Now 2-2. Ball two strikes. One out, nobody on for the Yankees. Last in the sixth. 4-0. They're from New York. They're playing in their own Bronx backyard. Ballers of the invading Reds from the National League throws. Selkirk swings. There's another long foul out into the lower right field stands. And it's still 2-2. Selkirk is having a lot of fun, should we say, on the practice team with these last two swings. Maybe this is the one that's going to be for keeps. Two out of bounds without penalty strokes. And toward right, right side of the infield back. Ballers pitches. Selkirk swings and fouls this one straight back onto the netting. This is the first of Selkirk's fouls that New York club will be able to get the ball back. This one hit the netting and, of course, can be retrieved. Lombardi walks out to the mound and have a little conference now. Up to Waters. Billy Myers out of shortstop, leans down. Goes a little play out from his spikes. Frank McCormick, that's one good of bash to be back in the Bronx playing ball. Talking up behind first. Waters pitches to Selkirk. Strike three called. A sharp curve on the inside just at the cross of the hands. Selkirk turns and rather slowly walks out. That is the third strikeout for Bucky Waters. It is the ninth strikeout of the ballgame. Selkirk keeps a little bit. The umpire Rin. This is the first time that an umpire's decision on a pitch or a play has been questioned for 1 second. Selkirk still saying something back over his shoulder. Now is in full swing stride walking back in toward the dugout. Stepping in, take his turn, is Joe Gordon. Going 0-2 this afternoon, being right-handed. Defense swings around toward left. Myers at shortstop's about 4 paces over toward third. Leans back toward second to see the sign that Lombardi's putting on for Waters. Gordon stands erect, now crouches, swings and misses. Waters throwing that hard knuckler down low over the outside corner. Nothing in one. Two out, nobody on. Cincinnati nothing, New York four. Second game of the series, Waters pitches. There's another knuckler, and this one is way wide and out of control. Ball one. Hard pressure, back at third. Farrell comes back at first. Cincinnati is Waters and Lombardi, the batter. The infield is McCormick, Fry, Myers, and Werber. Yep. The pitch is foul, back into the stands. Just as we started to give the outfield, so we'll give it to you now. Bergman left, Eric Kraft to center. And right field is Adam Pittman. One ball, two strikes. Joe going up there hitting, getting back in after stepping back to dust off his hands. Waters looks down, very poker-faced. Throws, a sharp curve is beaten into the ground foul. Count hold, 1-2. The big news of this ball game this afternoon is Marty Pearson and what he has done. Ballers throws. Low outside curve for ball two. Lombardi going down into his right to hold it up. 2-2. Two out. Base is empty. Walks in the Yankee second baseman. Draws the bucket. Pitches. A fast ball gets way on the outside. Lombardi grabs for it with his bare right hand and just barely ticks it. And the ball goes all the way back to the stands. Of course, it's neither a wild pitch nor a fast ball, as you do not have either one of those battery errors unless there is someone on base to advance and thereby profit. So it's just ball three. 3-2. Down comes the full pitch. It's swung on and missed. The strike. Three and the fourth strikeout for the Ballers and the tenth strikeout of the ball game. And this is the first time, that the Yankees have gone down with nothing across so far in six innings. Because the Yankees, even though they didn't score in the first, second, and fifth innings, got a base hit. But in the last of the sixth, it was 1-2-3 and out of there. At the end of six full innings, 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors for the Yankees. For the Reds, not a run, and not a hit off Monty Pearson. There has been one red leg to reach first base. Billy Werber, who's been taking this afternoon. Yesterday, he was hitting at the first good pitch that came in. Werber, who's been taking today, ran the count to 3-2 and then got ball four in the fourth inning, the first man up. Johnny Pryor, right in back of him, ran the count to 3-2 likewise. But Werber went down on the 3-2 pitch. Pryor swung and missed, and the double play for the Yankees as Werber was cut down at second base. Bill Dickey to Frank Grissetti. So he counts. The 18 out, the only run to get on, and that was just on the DP, the double play. Second official try in this day. And Nappier's way around toward left. Nappier's way around toward left. Sharp one just over the inside. Sharp one just over the elbow. Dickey's handed him. Jimmy Wilson pushing back to first. On the outside, the knees, and it's Pearson, slender right to command this play. Dickey back to this field. Long fly ball driven to the center there. Joe DiMaggio on his mule going away. Back to DiMaggio on his mule going away. Right across the road from the Brown Pack and catches it. One away in the top target, who so far second is Joe Gordon and Shorty. DiMaggio just made that dirty left. There's Charlie Kellen. Seven. Ball one. And the Eagle stands. Ball two. North Eagle stands. And Rob is playing wide and a little close. Pearson throws. There's a foul streak back, landing on the netting right underneath the mutual broadcasting system booth. 2-1. Pearson struggles a moment. Changing his uniform. One out, nobody on. Throws. Strike two, call. That was a sharp curve that just picked up the outside corner of the knees. Pearson is working on the corners of the plate this afternoon, inning after inning. Chris throws, Fry swings, there's a high pop up down toward the right side. First baseman Darwin comes under it, hovering for it, squeezes it for the out. Two up, two down to the seventh. And the stands have been rather quiet this afternoon, watching how efficiently Marty Pearson is working, eyeing his every motion. Just as efficient for that baseball. You'll find a combination of a Gillette Tech Razor and a Blue Blaze, efficient mornings. Abigail and the crowd swings and fouls it straight back over our heads. Strike one. Two up. Two down. Fifth in the standing fairly deep in the box. 4-0. Favor the Yankees. Abigail way around toward right. This delivers. Goodman swings. Has a long fly ball way back out of the left center. There's DiMaggio going and pulls it down. Star of the 1939 Fall Classic to be first up, followed by pitcher Pearson, and then by Frank Grissetti. Norgren has 2-for-2 this afternoon, a double and a home run. And his double started things happening. When he hit it, it was a nothing-nothing ball game. A couple of moments thereafter, three runs were in, then into the Yankee hopper. Then in the fourth, he hit what now stands as the only four master of the series. A home run drilled well out into the tough section here at New York, which is the long field, left field. Yesterday afternoon, it was Dorgan who drove in the first of the Yankee two runs with a double. So he has 3-for-5, two doubles and a home run, which means he's hitting 600 so far. He's driven in two runs, one yesterday and one today, more than any other of his teammates. Here he is now. 2-for-2, perfectly against Bucky Walters. Goes around toward left. Talking to right-hand batter, crouches, swings and misses. Big curve ball up around the shoulders. Strike one. For some reason or other, several of the Yankee pitchers began warming up from their bullpen. Maybe it's just conservativeness on the part of Joe McCarthy, and maybe Pearson's arm doesn't feel so good. Dorgan swings and fouls it right back in the body's mitt for strike two. In the Yankee bullpen are four right-handers, Hadley, Hildebrand, Murphy, and Chandler. Some of them are now working. First man up last in the seventh, Dave Dorgan. Bucky Walters, the Reds, throws way on the outside. 4-1. 1-2. You expected that Dave Dorgan lead the offense for the Yankees. That's what he's doing. Swings and misses for strike three, and Walters finally caught up with it in the afternoon. That's the first time he's got gone out. That's the third straight strikeout victim for Bucky Walters, by the by. That is his fifth strikeout. And Pearson comes up to hit for himself. Let's listen to the applause. Here's Pearson, a right-handed batter, taking his position. Now Pearson headed toward left. Money takes a fastball over, but under the knees low. 4-1. One up and one down. Dorgan stopped for the first time today. Ball as works. Fastball swung on. There's a high popper back into short left field. Myers retreats from shortstop. He's under everybody out of the way, and Bill makes the catch high above his head. It's off to Pearson, and it's two up and two down. Pass to the seventh. There's Mikey Crosetti. Flash out there on the left side of the infield. Defense. Round foot left slightly. Infield up a step because of Crosetti's speed. The outfield back to the left. He poked one if he gets a hold of it. Ball stitches. This is inside. Waste time. Ball one. Billy Werber running in suspicious of a bunt. There's someone pulled a string attached to the front of his uniform blouse. Ball is wasting no time. Comes back. Fastball over, but low. Ball two. Crosetti's hit 2-0. Immediately looks down now to Art Fletcher back to third to see if there's a sign on whether he's going to take this pitch. It's good. The right hander throws. It's in there. Swung on and foul down into the day. 2-1. 4-0. Favor the Yankees. Yesterday, we had several wires wanting to know how in the world you and Bob Elson up so high and back of home plate at the mutual booth to see whether these pitches are high or low. Wallace throws. Misses on the outside for ball three. Well, I think Bob and I both agree that it's rather easy. You can see what's on the pitch, but you have to take from the catcher, the batter, and the umpire by their motion how high or low it is. There's a high pop up to the left side. Myers goes again back in the short left field, waiting under it now, and takes it. And it's nothing across for the Yankees for the second straight inning. Warner seems to be warming to his test. At the end of seven innings, it is of the world champion Yankees. Fourth run, not a hit.
Then if you think shaving is good, Gillette Blue Blades. Learn for yourself how quick, easy,
Mutual Broadcasting,
CN, the voice of the people, sure.
Thrown their run against the Yankees. Right two of Cincinnati's total output. Two of Cincinnati's total output. Left center. Let's shelter hands now. But using the terms of a magnificent stand, ladies and gentlemen. Well, should I say it? The next will be on. Next one up to be the Yankees. Well, having to get going to break into Pearson first, then come from behind. They're 4 runs trailing. They're thinking of a ball game. And he swings. There's a base hit. That's a Pearson fan. You're a Yankee fan. We didn't say anything about it. And now, there's never been a no-hitter in the World Series. The best pitching performance in the World Series was by Ed Ruback of the Chicago Cubs way back, I believe, in 1906, when he delivered a one-hitter. And Lombardi comes out of the ball game, giving way for a pitch runner. A pitch runner. And it is Stan Bordegray at first base. And the first base grabs on the ground. Bordegray leading off first, one out. And now, as far as Pearson is concerned, there's no. He's concentrating on winning a ball company. It's a low curve into the dirt. The ticket goes down. It's 1-1. First base. Coming to Lombardi. Logan holds the coming on foul right back off Building's mask. Bill shakes his head from the groggily. Russell, that was at the Yankee bullpen. And is flipping a few. Pepe. The Reds, Bordegray, getting down off first. Powell down towards the bench. Bordegray running. For third, Bordegray running. Jerry, just walking. Then the major league's a long time. Then the major league's a long time. He goes the Dodgers. And from there, the Reds. That is the second division. That is the second team has gone again. Wally Burton's up soon. Favor the Yankees. Bordegray leading off first. Burton takes high. Ball one. 1-0. Pearson working easily. The Yankee bullpen, Russell left-handed, Murphy right-handed. They're both turning on the heat. Pearson throws. Fastball through with low. It's now 2-0. Still fighting. They're swinging. Red leg players all standing in front of their dugout. None of them sitting back. All on their toes. All on edge. Pearson in position. Throws. Berger swings. There's a slow roller toward the mound. Pearson off. Picks it up. Throws to first. Berger's out before he's more than two-thirds of the way down. Pitcher to first. left top of the eighth inning. And that ends the first half of the eighth inning. To every man listening in, here's a sporting proposition. Without risking a cent, try the new Gillette Tech Razor and see for yourself how quick and easy shaving can be. Ask your dealer for the Gillette Tech and five genuine Gillette Blue Blades for only 49 cents. And then enjoy inning after inning of real shaving comfort. If you don't agree that today's Gillette Blue Blade and the Gillette Tech Razor make the easiest shaving combination that money can buy, your dealer will refund every cent. Men, you can't help but win on a proposition like this. And remember, it costs less than a penny a day to get perfect shaves with the world-famous Gillette Blue Blade. Now here's Brett Barber.
Alan Barney gave way for a pinch runner after he got the game's only single, and it was clean. It was definitely a clean hit. Walter Gray ran for him, but never got off first. And now Willard Hershberger, former Yankee farmhand, comes in to catch. So it's little Willard Hershberger catching. First up for the Yankees, Red Roth, left-hand hitter, right-hander Bucky Wallace throws. Roth takes high. 4-1. The rushing having to reach. Up above his left shoulder, high outside. 4-0, favor the Yankees. Outfield slightly toward right. Wallace pitches on the outside again. Waist high. Ball two. Bucky wipes at the perspiration. This morning. Billy Werber. They're off up there. Threat to push one down. On the inside grass by third. The 2-0 pitch is over for call strike one just above the knees. Roth was taken. After Roth will come Keller, then DiMaggio. Wallace pitches, Roth swing, there's a high foul back to third, over pretty close to the stands. Werber's going over against the stands, now leans in, and he can't quite get it. It's two rows of seats back, one row, he might have stabbed. It's just the strike, now 2-2. Little Hershey, one of the genuine pitching tillers of baseball, never still, always antsy, moving around. Pumps the sign, Roth stands there, swinging that shillelagh back and forth. Ball is over his head and down. Low inside for ball three. At the knees, Roth having to suddenly get stiff-legged and pull himself back. 3-2. Left side of the infield up a step. Werber's not back. Two strikes on Roth. The pitch is swung on. There's a high fly out into left center. There's Kraft loping in under it. Takes it. One up, one down for the Yankees. Last of the eighth. Bucky Walters, ever since Keller's sharp single in the fifth inning, with one out. He tied everybody in order. Got the manager who followed the crack into a double play. And that pitching started after the Yankees picked up three runs in the third and one in the fourth. The one in the fourth was Dogman's home run. Here's Keller up again. A 10-hitter. Swing. There's a long drive way out in the center. Kraft is on his mule. He's got to ride him fast and pulls it down in deep center field. Around 400 to 35 to 440 feet away. It's only 461 feet straight out to where that ball was hit. Tremendous blast, but with plenty of pasturage out there, Harry Kraft went back and got it. Now it's two up and two down. Last of the eighth. Batter is Joe DiMaggio. That's 1-4-3. Right-hand hitter, defense toward left. Wallace pitches a curve on the outside. Ball one. 4-0. Here are the Yankees. Reds have been held to one hit in eight full innings. Pearson went 7 1/3 perfect innings. Before giving up a hit. DiMaggio takes a curve low outside. Ball two. Ball's behind 2-0. Now has to come in. DiMaggio gets a hold of that stick. Swings as a slow roller toward the left side. Myers charges it, picks it up, throws off balance to first in time. And that's all for DiMaggio. Clipped that first base short to first. There's nothing across as Wallace now has started setting the Yankees down just as easily as you'll find your Gillette Tech Razor and Gillette Blue Beard. He sets down those whiskers. At the end of eight full innings, it is four runs, nine hits, no errors for the Yankees. No runs, one hit, and no errors for the Reds. Start the ninth inning, Billy Myers, first up. Then will come Bucky Wallace, and this McKechnie wants to use a pinch hitter. Followed by the top of the order, Bill Werber. What we shall see from our vantage point here in the Mutual Broadcasting Systems booth at Yankee Stadium, we will see. At the moment, what we're seeing is Monty Pearson, who has pitched magnificently, magnificently. No matter what your feelings are in baseball, you can only applaud a competitor
has been as efficient as music. He's been cold-bloodedly efficient. Nothing spectacular, just like an almost inhuman machine. Now, Pearson, the right-hander, is ready. Dickey goes down and scratch back to the plate. The Yankee infield of Darvin. The offense has dogged the series so far. Gordon at second, Rossetti at short, and Roth at third is straight away. Billy Myers on the crown, 0-2. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Pass from Ford right through there. Lee Campbell swinging a couple of war clubs on deck. Utility outfield, left-hand hitter. Finally up there to bat for Wallers. Pearson comes down overhand. High outside curve. 1-1. The outfield is Selkirk in left. Seems to be poised to go over toward the line. DiMaggio is in left center at the moment. Seems to be coming the same way. Keller and right. Myers takes a curve that just missed outside. Ball to Billy. Started to go in on that. This is our pickup take. 2-1. First man up in the ninth. Anything can happen in baseball, World Series or otherwise, and let's see. The pitch is swung on, hit right back to Pearson, and what's going to happen now is an out. Pitcher to first is there it is. Pearson to Dahlgren. Lee Campbell is definitely to hit for Bucky Wallace. One up, one down. Myers thrown out. Pearson to Dahlgren. Pitcher to first. Gamble making his first appearance now in any World Series. Left-hander, tall slender, takes a strike. Pearson coming right through there. Bucky Wallers is through. Lee Gamble is continuing for it. Pearson throws. Gamble swinging, fouls it straight back. Strike two. Lee backs out of there. Up to pinch hit. First they had two strikes gotten on him. One out. Right-hands it through the head, swung on and fouled, back to first base on the ground. Gene Wilson goes over, picks it up. Meanwhile, a new ball's put in place, and Jimmy throws this one out. Weber on deck to hit next. 4-0. Save the Yankees. Gamble continuing. No balls, two strikes. Pearson throws. Just misses on the outside with a curve. Ball one. Step wide at third base. The outfield is straight away on Gamble. They don't play him to throw. Pearson delivers. Gamble swinging, fouls it out past left field. 1-2. Pearson's ready. Gamble alerts the crowd. Here's the throw. Swung on and missed. It was strike three. And that is the eighth strikeout for Marty Pearson this afternoon. And now, two are up and two are down. Stepping up is Billy Wehrman. Pearson, so far, in 8 2/3 innings, has allowed two men to get on. A walk to Wehrman in the fourth, and that was arranged on a double play. And then Lombardi's sharp single to the center field in the eighth. The only hit for the National League is today. Pearson pitches to Wehrman, who swings, hits it sharply through the left side for a second base hit. A sharp single into left field, bounded through the hall between third and short. Wherever that's his first base hit in the Classic, that is the second off Pearson. And with just one out left to them, the Reds are still swinging. A sharp single by Wehrman to left field. That's hit number two off Pearson. Hit number 11 in the ballgame. And here is the red leg wire on number 11, Linus Fry stepping in, looking for Furry, his first hit in the Classic. You want to overset. Up to it, right. Right in there. Strike. Nothing in one. Wherever foot. Wherever foot. Feeling anything. Two out, ready for Dahlgren, is only holding him halfway option. Delivers outside, or one. 1-1. 4-0 in favor of the Yankees. Pearson trying to finish with as much style as he possible. Big jug. And then big jug. And foul in 1-2. Set the spikes underneath his right shoe on which is plate. Looks like over his left shoulder at first. Knock him down out of his stretch pauses. Throws, fire swings, hits it down to deep short. Crusade's up and it throws over to Gordon. Run steps on second for the out of the ball. Fourth play at second base. Crusade to Gordon. Score prize of force out, and the Reds in the top of the ninth inning go runs, one hit, and one man left. And there you have the ball game this afternoon for the Yankees to take their second straight in this series, and their fourth straight since the beginning of this series of last year. The Yankees, four runs, nine hits, and an errorless defense. The Reds, not a run, two hits, and no errors. And we've just been looking back through the record book. And on quick notice, we find that Pearson this afternoon has equaled Rubach's two-hitter of 19-6 against the White Sox. And I believe that is the low-hit pitching for the World Series in the modern times. A two-hitter. It's a two-hit shutout for Monty Pearson this afternoon, who really had it. For the rest, Bucky Walters bore down courageously, manfully enough, but he ran to grief in the third inning and for a ball skidding out of Wally Burger. Of course, one run was already for a ball skidding out of Wally Burger. It isn't the old red hip to be talking about just a moment and getting ready to come on and settle down for a chat. So once again, the totals for the winning Yankees, their second straight, 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. And for the Reds, no runs, just 2 hits and no errors. LeBron, you just come right in now, my boy, and everybody's waiting.
All right, Red, thanks. Fine, that was a swell job. You know, friend, Saturday at 1:15 Eastern Standard Time, we'll greet you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati with another play-by-play account of this great World Series battle between the New York Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds. Grantland Rice, Veteran Sports Authority, will be on hand to give you a vivid word picture of how the Queen City of the Middle West welcomes its returning warriors for the first game of the series back on their own home grounds. Red Barber and I will be back to give you a rapid-fire running story of what happens out there in the diamond. Yourself a good turn. Step over to your dealers and buy one of those easy-shaving Gillette Tech razors, spelled T-E-C-H, Tech, and 5 Gillette Blue Blades. Well, it's going to be my job today to sum up. I think as Red has already given you sort of an idea, it can almost be summed up in one word, and that's Pearson. You might throw in 2 extra words, put Yankees in for one and Babe Dahlgren in for the other. And you have a pretty good picture of just what's happened in this ballgame out here today. Joe McCarthy, instead of having his veteran left-hander, Lefty Gomez, to shoot in there in that second game, as Red and I have seen to the last 4 or 5 World Series that we've worked, comes through with a right-hander today, Monty Pearson. As you know, Pearson, or Gomez, has been ailing for a while. He's had previous World Series experience. He pitched in 38, 37, and 36. One made one appearance in each series and won a game in each case. And now he's done the same thing here. So Pearson's record now is 4 World Series, 1 game in each series, and a victory in each game. And I think that you'll agree that that's a mighty, mighty fine record. Against him, we found the start-hotted Bucky Walters, who's had a marvelous record all season long for the Cincinnati Reds, with 27 victories. And 11 defeats. Bucky pitched, you'll have to admit, pitched pretty good ball out here today. He did run into only one real bad inning. That was the third inning when the New York Yankees punched 5 hits. Let's just take a look over this for the benefit of those of you who might have tuned in late in the ballgame and just point out the hits that were made in the ballgame and where the scoring occurred. For the Yankees, in the first inning, there was 1 hit. That was made by Crescetti. There was no trouble on it. There was a single by Crescetti. Then there was a force out, another force out, and a fly ball to the outfield. In the second inning, after 1 out, after Bill Dickey had struck out, Selkirk singled. There was no further harm in the inning because Gordon went out right after that, and there was a double play. No runs and 1 hit. In the third inning, Babe Dahlgren, with a man on the fall down, couldn't make a play at the plate, and what proved to be the, followed by a hit by Maggio, and a hit by the inning were 3 runs after the first, made the first home run of the series. Against that, they hit that ball off, but it was a real long drawn shot. As it went back into about the fielder, ball leaped up into the 8th or 9th row, I believe it was about 6 feet from the plate. From the play of the Yankees, extending one to inning, catch up, Billy Myers. One walk in the ball game, and that walk was issued by Pearson to Werber in the 4th inning for the only walk of the game. All in all, it was a fairly exciting ball game to watch. Didn't you think so, Red? Even though the scoring was all one-sided here today, the Reds have been close enough in each one of these games, so the thing could have gone either way, didn't you think?
Well, Bob, it was a great ball game because baseball always gives you the double-edged opportunity to either see a great contest or else, as was the case of Pearson this afternoon, to else see a great performer in action hanging up something that was good enough to go into the record books as an all-time tie. And, of course, yesterday's ball game was just a full meal for the second guesses. You remember the buzzing around all last night, right?
I should say so. Red, now we're going to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, and
there is a definite, I think, don't you, the home team does have a definite edge, don't you think so? I rather think that the Reds, getting back home in those familiar surroundings, will have a little bit of an edge back there in their own ballpark, and I really look for them to cut up quite some capers back there in Crosley Field.
Well, definitely I expect that, Bob, and as far as being at home, naturally you feel more at home. You have your own fans with you, and of course you know how true it is in football that the home club is always a lot tougher than if it were on the road. And of course, the one big advantage is that pitchers who are used to working in a ballpark know how to pitch to try and take advantage of the area of the ballpark, because all parks vary. And certainly the outfielders are playing at home. And in Cincinnati, you have a terrace going up around most of the outfield fences. The outfielders used to playing 77 games here. They know how to get up on that terrace. They also know, without even looking, just how close they can come to the wall. In the case of Goodman yesterday, when he was going after Keller's triple in the ninth inning, he didn't know exactly how close he was to the concrete wall out there in right center, and he had to steal a quick second sneak. And for all we know, that may have cost him absolutely catching the ball.
Brett, what do you think about the pitchers for Cincinnati? I think it'll be Junior Thompson, Lefty Gomez. What do you think?
Well, Bob, that would probably seem to be, during the last two innings, sneaking in the Yankee bullpen and getting a little work, which may be a tip-off as to what Joe McCarthy is going to do, was no less a person than Vernon Gomez himself, who was limbering up out there. Certainly he wasn't limbering up to come in this ballgame this afternoon. And as far as Thompson is concerned, McKechnie announced before they started the series that he was his number three pitcher. Of course, behind 2-0, you don't know what the Kenny Scott will have to come up with, whether he'll try and come back with Derringer or whether he will try and stake it on Thompson. Anyhow, there is one thing I would like to say, and that is the reactions of Goodman and Derringer before the ball game this afternoon. Goodman, when asked about that catch, says, "Well, I should have caught it. I got no excuses to make, no explanations, no alibis." And when we asked Derringer how he felt about yesterday's ball game, he said, "Well, I wouldn't take back a single pitch." He said, "As far as I was concerned, I gave the best I had, pitch by pitch, and I wouldn't take back a single one." Spoken like a couple of ball players, and Bob, unlike you, I'm looking forward to seeing the floodgates open there on the banks of the Ohio starting day after tomorrow in Cincinnati.
I should say so. Well, Red, don't miss that train tonight, and I'm sure we're going to see some grand games there in Cincinnati. Fans, regardless of where you've listened to this ball game, the Corsair Network, the Mutual Network, has arranged for the broadcast of these World Series game a network of international scope. So I don't know where you might happen to be listening to this ball game, but wherever you happen to be listening to it, we do hope that this broadcast, as Red and I have told you about it today, has given you a very, very enjoyable afternoon. This is the largest network of a World Series game in World Series history. So wherever you happen to have caught this game this afternoon, we do hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope that you'll be with us for the broadcast of the next game, which will be on Saturday. Remember, the third game of the 1939 World Series will be brought to you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati by Gillette, Saturday afternoon at 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over the station to which you are now listening. Tonight, Red Barber and I leave on the baseball special without our good friend Stan Lomax, by the way, whose broadcasting commitments will keep him here in New York City. Just a closing summary for the day again. The Yankees, 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. The Cincinnati Reds, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Pearson, and the losing pitcher, Bucky Walters. Now this is Bob Elson saying goodbye, hoping you've enjoyed the broadcast, and leaving with you men as my parting thought for the day. Remember, the Gillette Tech Razor with the Gillette Blue Blade for the finest shave that you ever enjoyed. Goodbye, all. We now return you to our New York studios.